Father, we bless your glorious name. Thank you for truly, you are the God that answered prayer.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every nation shall bow. Are they called disease, no matter what plague, no matter what, at the name, every name bow. Lord, we thank, as it is ordained, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for the joy of the Lord. And as our brother has testified, we pray that people will like, we now restore to righteousness in the name of the Lord. Let them not go back to their sins again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let there be soberness, Lord, upon the earth, Lord, O Father. That the harvest will be completed in the name of the Lord. That the fruit will come in, Lord. Father, to the glory of your name. Let your children would have learned our lessons, Lord, that overnight things can happen. So we continue to be on our spiritual toes, Lord. Stay watching and praying always, Lord, to the coming of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for all your goodness, for your great faithfulness, Lord. We thank you and we worship you. Tonight, as we read the scriptures, Lord, bless the reading of your word, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, we continue our series. This is the end of the age series. All these things are the end of the age. See? Series. So, since we are living at the end of the age, it's going to be very, very vast, you know, in all these things. Many times we remind ourselves of these things and so forth. So, we've been talking about the Antichrist system and things like that, you know, its rise to power. And last time, just to bring us up to date or put us in remembrance of what we talked about last time. And so, we see that the Antichrist will come on the scene at a time of great confusion and uncertainty. And we see that NATO and the common market, now called the European Union, they have laid the groundwork for the 10 kingdoms to be formed into the Antichrist Confederacy. You see, this has been put in place. NATO was in place. They come with the common market, the six nations. Then now it's the European Union. They go back and forth. One will drop off. Another one will join until the 10 is complete. Right before our eyes, decades ago, these things began. So once the Antichrist consolidates his power, the Antichrist will work out an accommodation like last week with Russia by agreeing to special spheres of interest. So we want to work with Russia like we covered last week or 2 weeks ago. The clay and the iron, see, of the feet of Nebuchadnezzar's image are mingled together when that happens for a season, though only for a season only. Now the Antichrist next step, as we discussed before, is in the direction of Israel. He work with communists, he work with Israel, and look at that tiny nation called Israel today. Stands almost alone, surrounded by a sea of enemies. See? The Arab world has sworn to liquidate her. They threaten every day. Israel will look questionably at this strong man of Europe when the time comes. I will be gratefully surprised to learn that the Tobashers are friendly to them. In fact, he makes a league with them, meaning with Israel, in which he guarantees Israel's security. He will do it. Alas, though, Israel is blind to the nature of this man. For the scriptures refer to this treaty as a covenant of death. Isaiah 28 says that a covenant he will break at a time convenient for his interest, as Daniel prophesied in Daniel chapter 9, 26-27. Now, the Antichrist's initial attitude, however, so he got the Russians into his thing, God moved to Israel. However, another the religious system, Babylon, Catholic. So the Antichrist's initial attitude towards the Catholic Church is a conciliation, initially. Indeed, it will follow the example in history of Mussolini, which we talked about before. What did that one man do? He curried favor with the Catholics, see, by restoring the sovereignty of the Pope over the Vatican. The Pope was in exile, right? Self-exile. And then Mussolini just kind of curried favor with him, want to get the Catholics on his side, right? It happened in history, you know. So the Antichrist will do the same thing. So that's the Revelation 17. We find that the harlot woman, rather the beast, is what will take place. In the end, the 10 kings turn against her and burn her with fire, according to the book of Revelation 17, which we read before. Now we're going to move on today. Today is the first 3.5. That what I just said now, just the thing we talked about last time. Bringing Russia, the Catholic Church, bring Israel in and so on, that you know for a moment. So tonight, let's quickly take a look at what will happen in the first 3.5 years of the Antichrist reign. That's tonight's subject. Now, this U.S. has never had a love for dictators as far as the past is concerned. When Hitler and Stalin joined hands in 1939, the U.S., as well as Britain, could only view with the deepest of forebodings. It happened in history. And if those two powers, that is Russia and Germany, had remained together, it is reasonable to believe that they could have dominated the world. See, but God knows what he was doing. However, after six days, as we have said here many times, Hitler broke his word. Why 666 days? See? Hitler broke his word and invaded Russia. The iron and clay would not mix, even back then, and the power of the beast was broken. So, in the prophetic future, this very near, when the U.S. hears that Russia and the Antichrist have joined together in a mutual pact, it will cast a shadow of gloom over this nation and will initiate the beginning of the darkest hour this country has ever known. When that happens, the leaders of this nation will not know what to do at that time. You know where to turn? Short-sighted statesmen who have weakened America by downgrading the threat of communism will find themselves in the same position as the British Prime Minister called Chamberlain, who won a brief popularity by appeasing Hitler. What he did at that time was that this Chamberlain man was the British Prime Minister at that time. What he did was that he apportioned a part of Czechoslovakia and gave it to the Germans. You know, for a moment and something like that, you know. But moments later now, so, what Hitler did. At that time, I told that, you know. So that's why we do the same thing. With shame, they will see that the ignorance of the scriptures has caused them to be guilty of paving the way for America's Gethsemane when this thing occurs, just as it happened in Europe and so on, you know. So the nation realized that our survivor is at stake. This nation will now find out that their survivor is at stake at that time. There will be revolutionary changes in this country, and the present way of life will be altered forever, even in this nation. See? This is a prophetic future, really. And I want to pay attention to these things, you know. And America, we have no alternative but to permit ourselves to be governed by a virtual dictatorship. It's a constant which will continue until the battle of Armageddon. Yes, he will play a big role as the king of the South at the appropriate time. But things will never be the same again when this man of sin arrives on the scene. You know? By and large, Europe will resign ourselves to development. It must not be thought that the reign of the beast will immediately usher in an economic depression. No, when it comes to power, it won't usher in an economic depression at all. In fact, it is the opposite, according to the scripture. In fact, the early years of the Antichrist reign will be prosperous years, the prosperity of the beast, you know. There will be great economic gains, as the prophet Daniel clearly told us in Daniel chapter 8, verse 25. He says, "And through his policy, also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many." So, Bible has told us all these things, you know. So when it comes to power, don't think it like the economic recession or depression. No. It will have a beast prosperity. Also, The Lord speaking on the same subject pictured those days to be a time of prosperity, as we are told by the Lord in Luke 17:28. I heard what the Lord said in there. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they builded. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Talking about the end of time, there will be this prosperity, you know. The Lord alluded to that also. And now, the age we are living in now, modern society is so constituted that the man who can bring in and maintain prosperity is considered the man of the hour. That is the age we are living in right now, you know. And regardless of what that man believes, whether he believes in God or not, the time will come, be it devil or man, just get out of this economic mess and the anarchy that is upon the world. See? Now, we're now in an election time, you know. We have seen in recent times, even in this nation, that material prosperity, more than any other issue, dominates the thinking of the voters. Absolutely. How many people are praying that a God ever will come to the scene? Not one. How can we prosper? That's what they are talking about, right? You know, all the time, you know. Now even look at it now. How many, unless the children of God, who have an idea of the time that we are living in, you know, but the masses, nothing but God, no matter who he is, you know, that's now. So the man, I mean, though a man be a disbeliever in God, it will make little difference to them, to the people, if only he could make the country prosperous. That's all they care about, you know. They don't care about their souls, you know. So yes, this is a country found upon God, right? In God we trust, right? See, we are living at the end of the age. The fact that that the dictator is so successful in solving the economic woes of the world will enormously strengthen his hand and will tend to neutralize the arguments of those who oppose him. Because he's successful economically, right? What can you say, you know? And that's what they care about, you know? They don't care about God. So, that by peace, he will destroy many. What does that mean to us? It means that his will be so strong enough to enforce peace on the nations during the early part of his reign. We are looking by prophetically at the first 3.5 years of his reign. So, the prosperity and so on. By quieting the nation's fear of the community, it can always be communist, right? So, people in Europe and so on, it will quieten the fear of the communist menace and working out an accommodation with them. By which means, the two, meaning the communists and so forth, and those taking us in Europe and so on, we set up a mock peace. It's a mock. Only Christ is the Prince of Peace, right? Designed to further their own sinister purposes. See, they will lie to each other on the table, right? Bible says in the book of Daniel, right? The energies of mankind will be, for a brief season, be devoted to producing wealth at that time. So the Antichrist promises to eliminate poverty. At what cost, though? See? The souls of men. So, what about the United Nations? Let's talk about that also, because that is the body supposed to say to govern and to make sure there's no war and we know how it has failed in the past. History will again repeat itself. When Hitler rose up to power, the League of Nations was entirely impotent and no longer an effective force in the world, according to history. Instead, the voice of the League of Nations was ignored and, ahead in contempt. So disregarded when Hitler did all those kind of things. He didn't care about the League of Nations. After the beginning of World War II, what happened? The very existence of this body was practically forgotten. No such thing as the League of Nations, something like that, you know. When the war was over, World War II was over, what happened? This moribund institution functioned only long enough to preside over his own funeral. That's right, that will happen. The corpse, having been long dead anyway, to transfer his assets to what? To the newly created United Nations. We spent hours here talking about how that United Nations was marked by the number 6666 in different areas, you know. we can't miss it and so on. Cannot be by accident, you know. So anyway, this later institution called United Nations, which is today, even it's even fairly rapidly. Even with Trump has put out of it, right? You know, they don't want to support it anymore. Can you see how weak it is, you know? And yet the nations are depending upon it for defense, right? No. And fairly rapidly, it's still passing resolution for resolution, but even the smallest of nations just ignore them many of the time, right? Yes. And they can do nothing about it, you know? To see how this will fail miserably, they cannot be a savior in the hand of the peace system. So when World War III breaks, what will happen? United Nations, we go the same way of the League of Nations. No doubt about it. What was it? That which is born of the pride of man, like United Nations. That which leaves God out has only a dismal fate awaiting it. That's really the end result, you know. The coming dictator will view it with utter contempt. It happened. So just then, what will be happening in the 43.5 years? So what will happen? The Antichrist in those 3.5 years will tighten his control. Every act of the Antichrist will be to tighten his control over the 10 kingdoms. Quietly as the first, and steadily though, initially, you know, and he will not be slow to employ the inventions of our day, or the sciences and so on like that, you know, to extend his power beyond his own borders. And to understand what that means, we need only to consider a number of these modern inventions we have today. He will take advantage of them. See? So thank God we are using it for a good thing now. The gospel is still going on the internet and worldwide, but it's going to come into the hand of the wrong man very soon, all these things. Now let's see the invention of our day. We have taught this thing before. Television, we are satellites, you know. We be a tool, the great dictator we avail of himself to communicate with the people to sell them his policy. Yes, satellite television by satellite, you know. Now, by its means, the impact of his powerful personality will register on the masses. The Antichrist victory over the two witnesses of Revelation 11 apparently will be telecast to the people and kindreds and tongues and nations of the earth. Let's read a verse of scripture to remind ourselves, Revelation 11:9. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies in the two witnesses 3.5 days, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. So that's what will happen. You can start to see. When the Bible prophesied, these people be wondering, how can all the nations see the body in Jerusalem? Are we going to be in Jerusalem and so on? But look at God. He called the end from the beginning. See? So, and then now, I don't know anything. They can blast new for Israel. Now we can see it even on our cell phone. See? Praise the Lord. This thing has been laid in place. This scripture indicates that it will utilize to the full the possibilities of the television. It will do it. Now, one of the technologies that you know is prevalent, the computer which we talked about before, the Big Brother. I won't go too deep into it tonight, but just imagine us, the things we have made itself, everything has been set in motion, right? The use of the computer has already produced a revolution in the world. Yourself is a computer, nothing better than a computer, praise God. Calculator is in there, right? Anything you want to do, you can bank on it, everything, this small thing, right? This small thing, I mean, that's in the palm of your hand. Anyway, revolutionizing the world, this computer and all that, you know, the potential of the computer to encroach, this is a terrible thing, on the freedom of the individual has been a well-known fact by now. See, as much information about people has been stored away and can be stored away and available at the click of a few mouse clicks, can get things up, pop up on your cell phone anywhere on the computer today, you know. Information about people, you know. So, to see how the Antichrist will use all these things and take advantage of them. Now, in the time of national emergency, where the mobilization of every person is necessary, the pressure will be overwhelming to establish a master computer storage which will hold all the pertinent information concerning every person in the nation, including the sources of income of each person, his political affiliation, his religious faith, his criminal record, if any, where he works, what his skills are, etc. Talking about, I pick one scenario, talking about the criminal. As far back as 1967, the U.S. instituted a computer to track criminal record only. 1967, FBI user. Let me read to you what this computer does. So, and just an example of how it can be used for everything else. So, and so now, for example, the computer records of criminals have been in place in the U.S. since 1967, and they call it the National Crime Information Center. Wow. That is, or NCIC. So it has been called the lifeline of law enforcement agents in this country. It's the lifeline of law, and it is, so it's a computer system. I don't know. An electronic clearing house, they call it, of crime data that can be tapped into by virtually every criminal justice agency nationwide, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You know, it helps criminal justice professions to apprehend fugitives, locate missing persons, even that's a good usage, recover even stolen property, identify terrorists. It also even assists law enforcement officers in performing their duties. These are good things, right? But in the hand of a dictator, I mean, it's a different story, you know. So it's been that. Now, see how powerful this thing is. It was launched in January of 1967. That time, it has only five files, master computer files. And in those files, there are 356,000 records that time, back in 67. To see how technology has really advanced, by the end of 2015, the number of files, the number of records have grown to 12 million of criminals, from 300,000 in 2067. So 12 million an active record. That's right. No, the U.S. alone. The U.S. alone. It's a U.S.-based system, right? So, and look at this. Now, in 2015, the NISA, the average 12.6 million transactions per day. That's the per day to search the database for anything. Anybody calling India and something like that. Now, that is 12.6 million per day. Now, in 2015, December 2003, they processed 6 million transactions with an average response time of 0.12 seconds. Can you imagine how fast that is, you know? So, look at the speed and all that, you know? So, it just less than 0.11 seconds, you know, for 6 million records. Now, the average response time now, the time it takes for NCIS to retrieve, process, and respond to an inquiry for this transaction has dropped to 0.05 seconds. Can you imagine 0.05 seconds? Like a last shot to 0.05 seconds, you know? We're just showing you how these things are already in place. It's good now, they can track correct people who are but in the hands of a dictator. It's a different story, you know. Or it is easy to see now the value to a dictator of a master file of information of every citizen within the domain of the Antichrist. By this means, it can mobilize the entire manpower and woman power of his kingdom. It can keep tabs on the political activities of his subjects and subjects to arrest and imprisonment all persons who he might feel are working against him or will be his potential enemy. So the computer, see, you know, the big brother that we talked about long time ago, not too far. No. So during the early part of his reign, these 3.5 years, there is little doubt that he will avail himself of the full potential of science to control the activity of all citizens. This will probably be done quietly at first. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you know, when the true nature of the dictator is revealed, it will be too late to really thwart his evil purposes anymore. See, coming quietly, you know, as a sheep, then kind of, speak like a dragon at the end, according to the scripture, palace, you know. Now, what else will he use now? How about atomic bomb? Bible predicted that too, he will do it too. When the Antichrist assumes power, he will fall here to the control of nuclear weapons. He will. Bible even predicted that, you know. While his policy at the beginning will appear benevolent, manifesting great solicitude for the welfare of the nations that he dominates, the hour will come when he reveals his true nature. And the Bible tells us in Revelation 13:13 what will happen. And I read that verse. And he does great wonders so that he maketh fire to come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. What can that be but atomic bomb? See? Bible predicted all these things. The 4.5 years will be very occupied, bring prosperity of the beast and something like that, you know, to captivate the people and deceive them into his evil plan and something like that, you know. Now, the good part is here for the saints of God, because we are looking about the halfway through his reign, 3.5 years. We for many, many biblical records, prophetic chair of God, that at the middle of that, the rapture will take place. So that's the good news. I want to talk about that real quick. That's our own portion really, you know. So the rapture of the first fruit. Sometime during the rise to power of the beast of Revelation 13, the rapture of the first fruit takes place. We spent a lot of time to prove this, that there's a first fruit rapture and resurrection. So I will just kind of analyze it right now without going too deep into it. That there is a first fruit rapture and resurrection which is distinguished for the general harvest at the close of the tribulation seems very, very clear for many scriptures. Now, in Matthew 27:51-53, Bible talks about the first fruit resurrection of the Old Testament sin. And that is in Matthew 27:51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Take note, not all the body of the saints, but many of them, you know, did rise. And they came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and they appeared unto many. So that is the first fruit resurrection of the Old Testament saints. Not all of them. It's a type of what will happen in the New Testament, first fruit resurrection. Not all the saints will rise at that time. Not all the saints will be raptured at that time. So it's a type. Anyway, Apostle Paul, for example, he looked forward to an out resurrection. Philippians 3:11. He says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Verse 14 says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we know how can Paul be fighting so hard for the general resurrection. People will rise up, even the wicked will rise up at all times, only in different orders, right? But Paul wants to be the first fruit resurrection. Praise God. And that's what we are here at the end of time. God has blessed us with, so open our eyes to these things. So we also, by the grace of God, it's not by might, it's not by power, see? But it is the grace of God, the same grace that saved us. We just know what he says to do and to be ready, right? That's all we have to do. Praise God. We can't translate ourselves. No man can translate himself. Let him translate himself. Bible says he was cut off, right? Bible says Enoch was not. God translated him. It is God who translates us, amen? We just obey. That's all we have to do. Just obey his voice. Praise the Lord. Now, even the Lord himself made many statements that indicate that there will be those who escape the hour of temptation that will come upon all the world. In Luke 21:36, the Lord said and told his children, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Then to the Philadelphia church, that faithful church. It's prophetic indeed. It happened in history, but also it's a type of the faithful church at the end of the age. And the Lord gave this wonderful promise that every child of God should live for joy. Revelation 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. The Lord telling his children, he gave us the key, the secret, you know, to these things. Even another scripture in Matthew 24, the Lord begins to tell in different ways that not all the saints will go at the same time. He said it in Matthew 24, verse 40. There shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Watch ye therefore, the Lord said, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. You, about 3 months ago, on the internet, there is circulation of God's people. They are saying that they were in the tribulation. They are that all everybody will go through the tribulation. You know, it's all over the internet, you know. And that's why we talk about this thing all over and over again. You see, if the trumpet shall give an uncertain sound, who can prepare for battle, you know? If all the saints are going to go into the tribulation, what need is there to watch for the coming of the Lord? All you have to do is to just wait for the attacker to come, fulfill his thing, then the tribulation will come, then the Lord will come, right? That's not what the Bible says. Praise God. So that's why we keep on saying this thing over and over. So much confusion. This internet thing has its good and its evil, right? So now, let us finish up this night. So we see other kind of portion according to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's talk about the effect of this epochal event of the rapture upon the beast kingdom, first of all, and those who are left behind. So we're going to finish with that tonight quickly. Well, it has been customary to suppose that the rapture will involve many people, so many unaccounted millions, you know, people are saying, that its impact upon the world will be overwhelming. Not only that, they say that trains, planes, automobiles, we are told, will suddenly lose their pilots or their drivers. And a transportation crash will occur that, in the accumulated effect, will be considered worldwide catastrophe. People have been saying that all the time and so on. But we think differently, you know. We don't think that picture. We think it is probably overdrawn what they are saying that way, you know. And that's why I say that. Why the event will be strange and mystifying, yes, a number of circumstances will largely reduce its dramatic effect. Of course, Satan, the evil personage, as you can imagine, is planning and hoping very much to confuse the issue of the rapture. That's what he does. Everything God does, he counterfeits it and so on, that, you know. So don't think that he won't do that in the rapture time when the things are gone. Now, in the first place, why every eye shall see the Lord? See, many people don't know that there are many comings of the Lord, you know. So, yes, why all the eyes shall see Christ as his visible coming? The rapture of the first fruit will be invisible to the world. See, now the Bible says, you know, for another reason. And the current population of the earth is now reaching about 8 billion right now. It's 7.89 as I'm talking right now. But I think it's nearing 8 billion. The number of those rapture will be comparatively small compared to that large number in the world, right? Even in this US today, thousands are missing every day. Who knows anything about it? We don't hear anything about them. Many children run out of the house in the hundreds and thousands. We don't hear anything about it. So the people who are going to translation compared to 8 billion, it's not so much comparatively, right? So we know that. So obviously, the rapture of the saints will create widespread surprise, no doubt about it. But there will be many explanations beside the true one. See? And for example, in the late 80s to this day, there came the oncoming of the flying saucers, right? And today they have millions of followers of the flying saucer enthusiasts. Today they have many of them all over the world, you know. So, and I won't be surprised if this entrance of the flying saucer will explain the mystery of the rapture by connecting it with the flying saucer phenomenon. I won't be surprised. See? And we have psychic phenomena like spiritism, sorcery, scientific research, ESP or extrasensory perception, you know, and more. They are all over the place today. They are ubiquitous today all over the world, right? So don't think they won't try to explain the rapture by all these things. So the effect, therefore, the effect of this psychic phenomenon is that many that are not versed in the scriptures are unable to distinguish the supernatural, which is of God, from the false. See that the confusion is, right? You know, and indeed, we hear of materialization today, telecommunication, levitation, and transportation of bodies, to mention a few of these manifestations. People are getting so mixed up right now and confused about this thing that the disappearance of some things will be regarded as merely one of these things when it happened in the rapture. Satan has set the stage for that right now, you know. So, we explain this away. The beast or the Antichrist will use his power to the utmost to confuse the issue. Like the magicians of Moses' day, he will seek to imitate or simulate divine miracle. That's why it happened in history. History will repeat itself again. Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Why? Why was it hardened? Because his magicians were able to simulate, you know, some of the miracles that Moses did, right? Oh, yes, my people can do it too. So it was hardened, right? See? You know? And so that's why it was hardened, something like that, you know? So, and now, many in the mid-1965, especially in Manila, there was the case, what they call the vanishing boy. Even if the internet is dead, anybody can look it up. Now, this boy, in the classroom, all of a sudden, he becomes transparent and just vanish before the class. Why in the blackboard? It's there in history. You know, it's on the internet and so on, you know. And it happened many times. In fact, the teacher was in that class. He became so, I think she became abnormal. She became abnormal. She couldn't even teach anymore, you know. Not only that, in his own house, many of his time, while they are still at that in their house, he will just disappear and leave a power odor. See? And, it, 4 days, then he can come back again and start sleeping. It's real. You know how it was a demonic activity. So, there was a pastor, it's a popular pastor. His name is, let me get his name here. So, his name was, you can look up if you want. Let me get his name here. Anyway, so he decided that it was a demonic activity. Lester Sumrall, that is his name. 67, 68, and so on, you know. So, in fact, the authority were calling people to come and say, what phenomenon is this? So the man of God discerned that was a demonic activity. He cut the devil out and the boy became normal. Right there, 67, 68, around that area and so on. Psychic phenomenon, satanic things and so on, you know. So anyway, you can see now the boy vanishing and so on. When it actually takes place, they can say, that what happened to them, yeah. And so on, you know. So anyway, with Satan, or what Satan had done before, he will do it again, you know. The beast coming, Bible says, the beast coming is after the working of Satan, right? With all power and signs and lying wonders. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. He will demonstrate his power and will, no doubt, be able to cause some person under his power to vanish, like that boy, you know, that is here, right there, for the internet too. Not only the beast, but other false prophets we show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew 24:24. See? So in that 2.5 years we do all these things, you know, before getting ready to take over everything. The events attending the translation of Elijah will teach us some things. That's why God recorded the translation of Elijah, right? Similar thing will happen at the end of time, you know. The news of the event of the translation reaching Bethel did not cause the people to repent. It didn't. You know, the same thing will happen when we go up out of this world. They thought it would be a hilarious joke when Elijah went up. In fact, the report of the sons of the prophets who witnessed the event was not taken seriously at all. Indeed, 42 irreverent youths began to meet Elisha and was coming for that event and so on. Bald man, go up, begin to mock the man of God. No, 42 of them, even that number is significant. The Antichrist will reign for 42 months too, you know. So we see that one in India. And so that number is significant and all that, you know. So, of course, two beasts came out of the woods, you know, and they bowed there. So, and so two beasts, right? Revelation 13, there will be two beasts. In Revelation 13, during the time of the Antichrist, in Revelation 13, there will be two beasts right there, you know. So this number is speaking something at the end of the age. So Elijah is going up, he's telling us some story, what will happen at the end of time. Most surprisingly, then, the sons of the prophets in Elijah's day, who had revelation from God, you know, that Elijah will be taken up now, away from Elijah, and who even witnessed Elijah being taken up to heaven, did not believe that he actually reached heaven. He didn't believe that. See? Why? Because he came to Elijah, please, 50 strong men, it's just party, right? Let's go look for him. He has gone to heaven, didn't you? No? They say no. Anyway, okay, go look for him. 3 days and something like that, you know. They couldn't find Elijah. What is that saying to us? Actually, another 3 years after the translation, they'll be looking for the thing who have been going on the rapture, you know. So it's a time of that. And so we see that happening at the end of the age. So, and then, there will also be pseudo resurrection of the Antichrist as part of his lying signs and wonder. 13th of Revelation verse 3 says, and I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Imagine like a US president, like John F. Kennedy, like when he was assassinated and dead, right? Imagine just right from the dead like that, you know. What do you think will happen in the US? The whole world will be watching. So, Bible says, and they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Apparently, the beast was wounded unto death and came back to life. We can imagine what effect this will have upon the masses. So we are told in the Bible, they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. So that is the summary of the 4.5 years, you know, of the reign of the Antichrist, bring prosperity, the peace, prosperity, and things like that, you know, use the technology of the day, you know, to deceive the people. Now to the saints of God, let us wrap up with the saints of God, the good news for the saints. Isaiah the prophet prophesied, Isaiah 40, that comfort for the God's children, right? Isaiah 41, comfort ye my people, said your God, amen? Say and speak comfortably unto Jerusalem, right? But see, we can just stop right there. Isaiah 40 verse 1 and so on. Comfort ye my people, said God. So to know it's a time of this thing, as terrible as it is, a time of comfort for the saints of God. Luke 21:28. And when these things begin to come to pass, we see everything set in motion, right? The computer system is here, the platform is set, right? So we see this thing coming to pass, right? Then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption dreadeth now. Not a time of sorrow for the saints, for the world is the beginning of sorrow. Bible says, men's heart fail them for fear, for looking after those things that are coming to pass. But for the saints of God, comfort ye my people. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem and all that, you know. And so look up, redemption dreadeth now. Luke 6:23. Rejoice ye in that day, and live for joy. Well, they are talking of persecution, right? And mockery of the saints. The Lord said, and it will happen at the end of time, they will mock. You see, when we talk about the rapture, even part of the body of church, they are mocking, you know, right now. See, persecution will come, you know, as we near the rapture. It's all going all over the world anyway. Bible says, this is time to rejoice. Rejoice ye in that day of the persecution and mockery of the truth that we, you and I, hold so dear to our heart. Live for joy. Now finishing up in two scriptures here, 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Praise the Lord. Last scripture here. I mean, comfort the people of God. Comfort yourself, right? First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. Talking about comforting God's children in times like this. We don't have to have any sorrow. We are commanded to live for joy. And for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive, and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Look at the last one. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Amen. Comfort ye, my people. Told Isaiah. Comfort them. Say and speak comfort to Jerusalem. Of course, the son of Zion. The heavenly man Zion. Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We cannot but speak about this because they are the word of God. It helps us to be ready. To know that what shall come to pass shortly. As we open the book of Revelation, as I come to pass shortly, and so it will help us in our preparation to be diligent in serving the Lord, serving with all our might, with all our strength, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and setting our hearts on things which are above, not sitting on the earth, looking up there, we are into heaven, where we again look for our Lord Jesus Christ, looking for that blessed hope. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. If I go away, he promised us he will never fail. I will come again and receive you unto myself. But where I am, there you may be also. That will put us in Revelation 14, where he says, they went with him whithersoever he goeth. Because we shall be with you whithersoever you are. So we thank you tonight, Lord, for this blessed hope, Lord. So, Father, by the Holy Ghost is in us, Lord, help us to keep to your word. Worship and pray in the vacated word of this glorious blessing that you have promised us. We thank you tonight, Lord. We know in the world many of your children are still ignorant of these things, Lord. We pray, Lord, that the eye of your people will be opened in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wherever they are locked up, denominational thing and things that Lord God, they have a privilege. But Lord, oh Lord, that the truth will go like wildfire, Lord, oh God, among the elect of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Because of the last one coming, see, that we can't go. But we know we bring them in, Lord. Father, we thank you, we worship and we adore you. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So tonight I'm going to go to the prayer session. Because brother has always been taking the prayer session. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God, he has always prayers.
Yes.
He saw our prayers in the golden fire.
Amen.
That is a lot to took place. Revelation 8 3 says so. And Revelation chapter 5 somewhere in there says so also.
Amen.
Saw our prayers in the golden fire. To the judgment of all the world at the time appointed. As of now, we are preaching peace. That Bible says that the forgiveness and remission of sins be preached in his name.
Amen.
That is the area we are living in now.
Yes.
But it won't be forever.
Yes.
No more than the door of the ark of Noah was open forever. That be a closing time. And it's not too far away. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thrilling to know the event
Amen.
Of the end.
Yes.
And know that our portion
Amen.
Will comfort my people.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Rejoice evermore.
Amen.
Pray without ceasing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, I want us to start tonight, just from what we have learned so far, concerning the end of time drama. Okay.